From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Yes, that is correct. You got sweeping the country. I'm Derek Walker, my co-host, none other than Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello, hello, hello. Boy, you know, I would love to try to avoid politics. And the only other subject, you know, because when you get together with anybody, yeah, it seems that politics is the predominant thing that you talk about. But if you don't do that, it seems like you're talking about sports.
Yeah, that's another common.
And those two subjects, you know, if you didn't have those two subjects, I don't know what you would talk about.
Well, there's only one other subject, Jimmy, and that is the weather.
Well, that's true. People do. Yes, that does come up. And we are at a changing time of the year for the weather and the super moon and all that stuff. And in the southern part of the country, it's like 80 degrees in the day and 40 at night. It's kind of crazy weather.
It is crazy.
We're having going on.
No doubt about it.
Well, I don't really want to stay in the political vein because it is sort of depressing, but it wasn't a real off-year election situation. It was just the next year election. So there weren't many things going on. There were some referendums in different states.
Yeah.
You had a governor's race in Virginia and New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you had the mayor of New York City and a mayor of several other cities around the country.
Yeah, the New York mayor thing was a bit in the forefront. You know, I mean, we had a bunch
that was definitely pushed out there, but there was never any really. No one that I ever heard thought he was going to do anything but win.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because the Republican candidate was pitiful.
Yeah, right.
Curtis, I mean, he didn't have a chance of winning.
Yeah.
And then Cuomo failed the Democratic primary, running again. People don't do that. So they had no choice. So with no choice, you would think that people would stay home. But in this case, they did not stay home.
Wow, true.
They went out because they were promised a lot of free stuff, free buses, free, you know, free this, free that. And we'll see if that happens. I don't know how that's going to happen or what they're going to do when they don't get the free stuff.
Right,
but that's
right.
How that is. And this whole socialism thing, I mean, it's never worked anywhere. I mean, so fine, maybe somebody can try it and get it done, but it's pretty scary. At the end of the day, because, you know, we're changing the one thing that I think, and I don't want to be the first one to jump off the cruise ship into the lifeboat, but I do think that Trump's presidency is in trouble in a lot of ways.
Okay, go.
The Supreme Court, they sounded like they might rule against him on this tariff thing, and everything he's done seemed like it's based on being successful with those tariffs. And I think they might rule against him, saying that he needs to go to Congress to get approval on a lot of this stuff.
It is possible,
The presidency has been, in recent time, pretty weak deal. I mean, you know, they can do something. They can pardon. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's been questioned about Biden with the auto pen. They can do some things. They can. There's really no control on them about starting a nuclear war, by the way. You know, that's no there's no approval on that. They just, you know, if it comes up, they get into it and all our systems click in. That's a great movie, by the way, A House of Dynamite. If you haven't
watched it. I did watch it.
It's something, isn't it?
It's really interesting. And
sobering is what it is.
It is sobering. I have thoughts of why it's controversial, and they're neither here nor there. I mean, making the United States seem weak and depicting that in a movie, I don't know.
Whether we are or whether we aren't, is that we do have real people with families and going on. And, you know, there have always been movies about, you know, the fail-safe system and whether the guys, that's why they have two people down in a silo to turn the key.
That's right.
Because you don't know if one or the other, and one's got a gun, they can point at the other guy. You know, I mean.
That's why they have the football. I mean, that's why they have, because they.
And that's why all that stuff. Yeah, it's not a 100% system because they're real. It's not computer. It's human beings.
Yeah, but yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's a good movie. And I thought it was unique how they did it. How they did like
three different viewpoints. I wish I had known that going in.
Yeah, it was a little hard.
I didn't know what they were doing, but three different viewpoints of the story
and about what 30 minutes each, and they go back and then they play it again. Yeah,
but you know, you've got that story that's got people in a tizzy. You've got Trump and the tariffs that people are just confused about and haven't really, I mean, I think people have been, okay, well, that's, we don't understand this, but okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We just see a lot of fighting between people who used to be our friends, you know, like Canada and even Italy, because we're about ready to get, well, we were talking about this once before back many years ago when Patrick Buchanan was a CNN talk show host and an opinion writer for some of the Washington things. He was on the right side, not correct meaning right, meaning Republican, right side. Mm-hmm. And he was all about protectionism, about, you know, the country is about us. You know, let's take care of us and then we'll take care of other people, which can be a very popular thing to go with. I think Trump ran on a lot of that, make America first, you know, and all that stuff. But we're so interconnected with everybody in the world, you know, there's some question about you can't just walk away from everybody in the world. And so remember what we've got here in this country. You've got at least 30% of the people that if you put a tree stump out there and said it was who you're supposed to vote for the Republicans, they're going to vote for it.
Yeah. Okay,
if you put a tree stump out there for the Democrats, 30% or so are going to vote for it. So that's 60%.
Yeah.
You've got another 40% out there. And I think it's even more like 40 and 40. And there's 20% out there that's independent. Mm-hmm. And I think the independents, and we're not at the midterm elections yet, but I think the midterm people are getting kind of squirrely about Trump and these tariffs. If the Supreme Court blows them up or comes up with something where they're, you know, not going to be what he thinks they're going to be, that's a mess, because I paid nearly $30 for lunch today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was paying about 15 or 18.
Sure.
And so everybody's bills are going up. And the only thing we see going down is gasoline. And the whole theory was everything runs on gasoline. And that is true. That's why all the wages went up. That's why everything went up. But because Biden let the gas go up to whatever he went up, nearly $5. But once you jack up all these employees to catch up with your dog chasing its tail, and you're never going to catch it. So we raise the rates on everything, raise the employees' pay and a lot of fast food and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not going down.
Right.
Once it's there, it's there.
Right.
And it's not going to go down.
And those are really two different things. I mean, you think about the minimum wage raise. That was going on several years back, right? And we all talked about it then. If you're going to pay somebody, and no offense to anyone, I would gladly do it right now. If you're going to pay somebody to flip burgers $20 an hour, the burger is not going to remain $1.99.
Right. It doesn't work.
Right.
And so, but even then, you know, I went to a McDonald's the other morning, and someone didn't show up for work. I think they're not running with that many people in there anyway.
That's also true. You're right, yeah.
But they were, I know one place I went, I had to go to a second McDonald's because the other one was totally screwed up.
Wow.
There were two people working in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're just refusing to pay, you know, a decent wage, because in these suburban locations, people that need to work for that kind of job and that kind of salary, they have no public transportation. They can't get to your location.
That's also true.
You know, so I don't know how they work all that out, because they can't afford to live in the area where these suburban locations are.
That is true. And typically, I remember growing up, I had a bunch of friends that all kids, mostly kids, worked at that type of place. And there was always a manager, or a couple people that were older that were in charge. But we were all high schoolers, man. We were, you know, riding our bikes or whatever to get there. Our parents dropped us off.
Our moms or dads took us and picked us up I worked in a warehouse.
Yeah, there you go.
And and mom and dad either took us and picked us up after that. But, I mean, you know, then we were old enough to drive ourselves eventually. But we, you know, that didn't happen. But there's just the inflation thing, you know, it's James Carville. I don't know that he invented the term, but when he said, it's the economy, stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's still so true.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
It is.
And
I
don't know that Trump has figured that out completely yet, because he's up there, you know, he's isolated. He's with a bunch of people who are what I call hinge heads that just, you know, yes. No one stands against him, or they get, you know, sent to the gulag and fired or whatever.
Right.
So he's got a lot of hinge heads around him, and he doesn't have anybody that's talking sense on some of this stuff. Some of it is just optics. He makes a mistake with optics.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I understand why he tore down the east wing of the White House, because if he'd have gone through the regular way, it would have never been built by the time he gets out of the presidency. Mm-hmm. They'd be sitting in committee screwing around and doing all this. I get that. The same way with the tariffs. He took the bull by the horns and started doing it and said, I have the right to do this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Same way with, you know, dealing with this Venezuelan thing. You know, shooting boats out of the water. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people do. So you start running into, you know, being a cowboy, and I'm all for people. But I like cowboys.
Yeah,
and
I'm a fan.
You know, I like the Rambo type thing, but if the right person's doing it. But in his case, I mean, if he's trying to stop drugs and blowing up drug boats, hey, you know,
great.
I'm all
yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
But then you've got your independence, you know. Do we want to be in a war in Nigeria? Do we want to be in a war in Venezuela? I mean, is that the best way to do this? You know, there just doesn't seem to be a consensus that we've all had a public debate and agree that this is the best way to do this and this is the best way to do that.
Well, and
because
you're right.
We've got people up there that are so bad, like Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and on the right side, you know, Mitch McConnell on the Republican side and some of these other people. And it's, you know, they're just, yeah.
Right.
And people are tired of that. They don't trust him anymore.
Well, it's funny because you just said something that struck a nerve with me. And you said if we could sit down and, you know, and talk about what's the best way to do something. And that has been, I think, the problem with this presidency. There's no talking about it. They're not going to talk to the right's not going to talk to the left. The left's not going to talk to the right. They feel like, I think, the only way to get it done is to just do it, because there's no middle.
No, there's the old thing of I'll ask. I'm not going to ask permission. I'm going to ask forgiveness.
Forgiveness. That's right. Yeah. And I think that's where we're at. Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, these elections were never going to be won by the Republicans. But with the government shutdown, which Republicans are getting blamed for.
Right.
Whether that's, you know, you can say, well, they shouldn't be blamed for it, because if the Democrats came over and did this and did that, okay, I get that. But, you know, still, you're the people in charge. It's like the buck stops here. You're there. You're responsible for it. And
right.
I think Trump has taken too big of a laissez-faire kind of approach to this government shutdown, because he wants less government. He wants this. He wants that. That ain't the way. I don't think, you know, it's starving out poor people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think people are not happy with this. And
well,
I'm afraid that it's going to be hard to put Humpty Dumpty back, because there are, you know, too many things. Now, he does the deal about distraction. You notice that?
Yeah,
he
sure
comes up with things to distract you from the current thing that's going on. And the Democrats, will you please get off this Epstein thing?
Right, exactly.
I mean, number one, I don't, it just, it's that should be just in the past. He's dead. The woman's in prison. Some of the victims are dead. I don't know what does somebody want from this?
I'm not sure.
That they haven't already gotten. I don't understand.
I'm not sure.
We want the truth. We want the truth. What is the truth exactly?
Nobody's going to get that.
What is the truth?
Nobody's going to get it. We won't know if we do.
Did Epstein got killed, you know, and all these people just seem to die? I mean, I don't get it. But anyway, that's just, talk about distractions. That's a huge one.
Well, you know, what I'm thinking about while you're saying all this, and yeah, I want to know if Epstein hung himself or he was killed by, you know, whatever people, theories they have and stuff like that. But in the meantime, there's a hole in the bottom of the boat. And yeah. We're over here.
I mean, that's all fine. I guess I want to know about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, I do too.
If someone's ever going to admit that there was a conspiracy to kill him.
But let me ask
you. They're
not
going to ever admit that.
Right. Let me ask you a question. If your house was on fire right now and you were reading about how the Kennedy assassination really went down, would you leave your house that's on fire or would you
I'd
keep
still be
reading?
Leaving the house.
Yeah,
you know,
so
I'd
would
come
I.
Back. I'd get back when you have
right.
time.
Right.
It's just like all
priority,
that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why the House of Dynamite is so effective because because it's just we are 16 minutes away from the end of the world.
It's interesting because I watched that movie with three people and we stopped it at the end, and I don't want to give away the end, but we stopped it when it was over and we looked at each other and we said, what would you do or what would you have done?
If
you were the president, what would you have done, right? That's a rough call, man. I mean,
one thing coming and
not
and you
knowing,
don't know who it's coming
right,
from and all this stuff.
And I got something. I got a theory on that, but it wasn't popular. And it just watch the movie, everybody, if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to speculate on that because you would mess it up.
Yeah.
But I definitely. And then I watched another movie, by the way.
Which one?
I don't ever do this. I was tooming around. I'm mad about YouTube TV. Being off too, because that's making me crazy.
They cut ESPN.
You know, it's making me nuts. And it's Disney has paid so much money for the rights to college football and every other thing they bought. They need the money, so they're going to extort it out of everybody until we have to pay for it. And it's what it is.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. But I was looking down the list on YouTube TV, and I came up on, I believe, Turner Classic Movies.
Okay.
And it was the movie 7 Days in May.
Don't even
know
it.
And it's a classic film from 1964 with Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster.
Great actors.
And boy, is it a great film.
Okay.
And it's about the Joint Chiefs of Staff are not happy with the president, who they see as weak because he signed a disarmament treaty with the Russians. So he's a very powerful Joint Chief, popular war hero.
Yeah.
And he's going to do a coup and take over the country. And they figured out how to do it, how to get the president and make him kidnap him. And they had it all figured out.
And what year was the
1964.
Wow.
And it's a great
film. So this has been going on a long time.
So, yeah. And then there was another one called Fail Safe. And that was another one about here are the bombers. They're getting to the point of no return, which is failsafe.
Yeah.
And do you turn them around or do you stop them? This theme and this story has been around ever since World War II.
Fair enough. The way it's told, though, is unique.
It is unique. It's great. And it's realistic. And they really went to a lot of trouble to make it look right. But you've got, the fear of war. Nobody wants to go to war.
Nobody does.
But drug things, I've been wondering why for years we haven't, fought them more aggressively. But so you got that going on. You still got Ukraine going on. You've got, the high price of all kinds of things. You've got people that can't afford to live in cities. There's a big survey out of people in Florida, and it was an interesting percentage of people who are thinking about leaving Florida that live there. Because they can't afford to live there.
Too expensive.
Because the property taxes are going up. Their house values are going up. And the property taxes are going up with them.
Yeah.
They're on a fixed income. They can't afford to be there.
They're also seeing an increase there in homeowners insurance.
Yeah. Oh,
because
that's
of the catastrophe. So that's another cost, that I'm sure they're weighing
there.
Yeah,
there's people that can't afford it. And there's just a lot of stuff going on with the economy, with the cost of groceries, with the cost of everything. And then there's AI coming, and that's laying off people in middle management.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Progress is costing, go look at every day. It's 500. Here's one here. 500 jobs for Frito-Lay in Orlando. And then Disneyland was taking off a couple of hundred. I mean, there's thousands at Target that are getting whacked and thousands at Amazon. So there's a lot of people that are going to have to be sacrificed for artificial intelligence, just like they were sacrificed during the horse and buggy ending in those eras and stuff like that. So it's a transitional time for the human beings.
I think it's an interesting time to be alive. I mean, you can say it's frustrating, and I agree, and it's scary and all those things, but it's kind of interesting. At least we have something like the three-eye atlas. The aliens also going to be here. I think it's in November, right? Is that November?
I don't know. I haven't got my appointment with them. I don't, you know.
But it is interesting.
I'm not scared of them. I like aliens.
I do, too. I think they're going to be fine.
Do you see where they're going to – flights are going to be cut 10% in 40 markets.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is coming to – if they got to get this government shutdown over with.
They do have to end it, yeah.
It's the extreme wing of the Democratic Party that just got a boost of adrenaline. So I guess they're just going to keep the government closed, you know, till further notice.
That's just bad.
I mean, it's bad for the Democrats. It's bad for the Republicans. It's bad for the country. And it's just not a good, smart thing. So – we'll see now that the elections are over with if somebody can negotiate. I don't know what they're supposed to do about the Obamacare thing doesn't work, and it is costing a bunch of money. But on the other hand, I mean, I think there's a lot of corruption that goes on and all that stuff too. Food stamps.
Yeah, I agree.
Else.
Well,
but
I
you
saw
can't
it.
Let people go hungry in this country. You can't do that.
I saw it
and
firsthand.
You can't let people bleed to death. And you can't let people, don't care who they are, you know, if somebody's lying on the street, you got to take care of them.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So it's just, you know.
But I remember,
if we don't have enough money to do that, then we need to stop doing a few other things that we're doing.
I think what has to happen is there has to be some more checks and balances in that whole system. Because I remember when I was a teenager, I was probably 17, 18 years old, and I was driving a truck, and I remember a gal trading in her food stamps and buying booze and all kinds of stuff and getting cash back. And so that's not new. That whole discovery recently where they say, oh, look what's going on. It's been going on since
as long as they've had it,
40, 50 years ago. So it's been, as long as they've had it, there's been a back door, right, to burn the money or get cash, get U.S. dollars instead of the money. And historically, I mean, we've had a lot of shutdowns. I mean, I don't know when the – I think 25, obviously. 2018-19 was a 35-day shutdown. So we're 36. This is one of the longest shutdowns we've had. It's ongoing.
It's just crazy. You know, it's just the whole thing. It's just and then Trump, you know, he's got all the media pretty much, well, except for Fox. Mm-hmm. He's got all the – MSNBC was the number one network the other night on the election.
That's crazy.
In New York,
yeah.
And that's never happened before.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They had 3 million viewers, so they actually beat Fox in primetime cable news coverage. Newsom is getting more powerful. I mean,
How is that guy getting any more power? I don't understand. Is it
his
looks?
Big win out there. He got what he wanted, you know, in redistricting, so they're going to gain 5 more seats in California. And I don't see how people can afford to live there, but that's a whole other.
I don't either. By the way,
taxes and everything else that goes on there.
I just pulled up all the government shutdowns. So it's not that many, but 1980, Jimmy Carter for one day. 1981, 84, and 86, all Ronald Reagan shut down. One day, and 4 days. 1990, George Bush, 3 days. Bill Clinton shut down for a total of 27 days twice in 1995 and 96. So that one was pretty heavy. Barack Obama shut down for 16. I'm just saying who was president. Not their fault necessarily. Donald Trump, 2018 and 19 for a total of 35 and 3, so 38. And then Donald Trump again for 2025. I don't see Biden on here at all for shutdown. That's interesting.
I guess he didn't.
Yeah, but it's been historically we've had a lot. But again, this is the longest shutdown we've had, and 900.
It's just butt-headed. It's just butt-headed. It's on both sides.
Yeah.
And yes, you do have to do something. It's going to break us, mm-hmm. you know, because we still aren't taking care of the veterans right. But no one wants to. I don't know how. I mean, I think it's really Humpty Dumpty on a lot of this stuff. I don't know how you fix some of this stuff.
I don't think
anybody knows how. And then you had the first of this administration. You had the Doge people come in.
What happened to Doge? I mean,
and what happened to Doge? And what happened to all that money they supposedly saved? And what happened to all that stuff?
Right.
It was all a shell game or what? I don't know.
Yeah, it says they still exist, but you don't hear anything more about the Department of Government Efficiency, do you? You don't hear about that.
No, and I guess did we give that up, or did the Congress not want to do it, or
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of things we don't know, and then. You've got, you know, again, it's about optics. President Trump, and you know, sometimes he's a bull in a china shop.
Okay, now listen to this. I don't know if this is right. You're talking about Doge. On December 2nd, Ramaswamy posted the most government projects should come with a clear expiration date. Musk replied before he left. Doge was to delete itself. Trump stated that the entity's work will conclude no later than July 4, 2026. But I haven't heard anything away from since he left.
Well, the bull in the china shop thing, he redecorated a lot of the White House stuff. And again, he's got all the media against him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know that everybody really likes how he decorated the Oval Office. I guess it's his to do with, but it's kind of tacky. But tearing down the east wing of the White House, you know, upset a lot of people because he didn't do it kind of the right way. But he couldn't. If he did it the right way, it wouldn't have gotten done. This way it'll get done. So that's why a lot of people, including me, I like the fact that he's the cowboy and gets things done, mm-hmm. because we're so wrapped up in paperwork and all commissions and just, it's, look at it, Pacific Palisades in California.
Yeah, the fire.
They haven't done anything.
With the fire thing? They haven't done anything. They've
done almost nothing. I think it's a couple of houses that are going through, but I mean, it's pitiful.
Yeah, that's pitiful.
That's where we are. We're stuck in the mud, you know, disagreeing about this and that among the Democrats and the Republicans, and nothing gets done. Mm-hmm. So I understand why Trump wants to get the football and run it himself. I understand that.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a bridge too far.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, there's Christians being killed in Nigeria. Sure, we need to straighten that out. You know, we got drug people coming in by the shipload, you know, into our ports. We should take care of that. You know, there's all these things we should do, and then we're fighting with Canada and fighting with this and fighting with that, and it just seems, you remember, people were exhausted after Trump's last presidency. Remember they said that was the Trump effect? They were just exhausted from all the stuff that was going on.
Yeah, it's that's not, fair.
It's,
I mean,
just
that's fair.
He creates mayhem.
Well,
that's pretty much what he does, and that's kind of his method of operation. I get it.
Yeah, I think he does, and I think he does it intentionally, because I think
he does.
It's like you look at the shutdown right now, and you know he's playing hardball, right? He's not going to budge, and that's the way he negotiates. So if the left is playing hardball just as much as the right, then
now,
it's not going to move, and we're just going to sit here, and 900,000 displaced workers are going to not get checks.
That's crazy. That's a lot. So
right. So somebody,
you know,
has
I think Trump, the optics of it, he's got to get on there and try to make it look somewhere where it can be a win-win for both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody looks like they lost their butt in this thing.
Yeah,
and he can do that because he's the president. So
yeah,
he needs to work out a deal where the Republicans aren't upset and the Democrats, you know, you're never going to please some of the people, but I think everybody's kind of looking for an off-ramp at this thing.
Yeah.
You know, because again, most of those workers are better Democrats.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't show that in the stats, but yeah, it's possible. But I mean,
because they live in Northern Virginia and they voted, you know, completely for this new Democratic governor and attorney general.
Yeah,
and a lot of that is just because people were angry, and in an off year election like that, people just generally don't come at all and vote.
But they did.
But everybody was so irritated with the government shutdown, with not getting their SNAP, not doing this, you know, and all the other things, there was great turnout for most of this
stuff.
It's
almost like the turnout for the presidential election last year or the year
before. Yeah, except for the vote for the blue.
Right. People were fed up, so it
swayed
over here.
So I think this is going to be a wake-up call, you know, for the Republicans on this. And yes, they can, you know, there's one of the options is to cancel the filibuster, and they can go in there with the majority and do all kinds of stuff at the Senate, get all his appointments in, do all these things.
Let me ask you a question.
But then
though,
when the Democrats get in charge, then they're going to be able to go
the other
run roughshod over things.
Let me ask you a question. How far is too far, right? The Democrats lock out the Republicans. They just say, hey, we're not going to give. This is what's going to happen. We're shutting down, right? This is it. The Republicans on the other say, hey, we got to get some stuff done. You guys are tying our hands here. We can't do any of this stuff, so we're just going to go do it and get it done, right? And then they come back and say, well, look at, they're running willy-nilly. Yeah, but what was the alternative? Nothing gets done, right? So it's almost like they put up this wall and said, hey, break through that.
Well, that's what happened at the end of the Biden administration.
Yeah,
nothing
that's
was done
that
in the last
true.
2 years.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Because he was a lame duck, and, well, he didn't want to be perceived as that, but he was.
Yeah, he totally,
and
totally was.
Trump's going to be heading into the lame duck thing here pretty soon.
Yeah, you said 2 years, and he was in it. You know, I mean, you said he had 2 years to do it, so we're getting there. You know, we're getting,
but
we're almost
you just
there.
Got a lot of stuff going on, and it's a lot of crazy stuff. You know, and then the people in the media and everybody jump on him. Hey, he said that we're gonna test our nuclear system or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope we test it, but one understand we do it with computers.
Yeah.
We don't have to blow
it's
up.
It's a simulation,
bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do it somehow. We know that it works, but we do need to test the actual missiles now and again, and we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what the other people are doing. So it's just that, you know, on the Democratic side, they cry wolf so often
mm-hmm.
that it loses their credibility. And Trump creates all this crazy stuff over there all the time, and it makes him lose credibility. So both sides lose credibility.
I mean,
morale plummets at National Security Agency after layoffs and cuts. I don't know what that's about, but that doesn't sound good.
Well, morale, yeah, that's not good.
And, you know, how can, when you, I don't know.
I don't either, but you know, you're talking about the missiles. I'm thinking to myself, how else do they expect to test an engine except to run it? You don't.
Yeah.
You got to run it. Are you that far deep in this rabbit hole that you can't understand that? I think so. Don't get it.
I think a lot of people are. You know, it's just it's what everybody said since the beginning. If Trump found a cure for cancer, people would be against it.
God.
Look at the side effects of all that kind of. Remember, that's what the Democratic leaders told everybody to do. Our job for the next 4 years is resist.
Right, which means nothing gets done.
And that's what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the resist. And that's why we can't get anything done. I'm not going to work with anybody or try to meet them halfway or try to adapt to something. We're just going to resist it.
Right.
They filed a million lawsuits.
Yeah.
And they've done all that stuff, and so you got...
And I point my finger at them. I do. I got to point it at them. I mean, if their slogan was negotiate, concede, or give up, you know, give and take, or something like that, okay, fine, that's great. But there are people that are just blinded. They can't even say...
No, they hate Trump so badly, and there's a lot of those.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I'm in love with the guy, trust me, but I'm not stupid. And I'm not saying the people that don't agree are. I'm just saying you got to have some kind of middle ground. You cannot just put your head in the sand and say no matter what.
There were people that really, really hated Barack Obama. I know that.
Oh yeah.
And there are people that I don't think the hate was as hard for mm-hmm. Biden, even though they were frustrated with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But Trump is the Trump derangement syndrome that people have is just they hate him, and it's just really, really. Really bad, and they hate everything about it. And I get it. I mean, I remember in the 60s, they hated John Kennedy in the South.
Really? Huh.
Because of the integration and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just
and
it change. People don't like change.
That's true. That is
generally.
True.
I mean, some people embrace it, but not a lot. Not everybody likes change.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends if something you're doing is changing.
Right, exactly, or if it's in your favor, right?
That's where the key of that is.
Right, exactly.
And then this week, you know, we also had that terrible plane crash.
Oh, God,
in Louisville.
UPS, yeah.
And, boy, that's probably one of the most photographed plane crashes in a long, long time. There have been some
mm-hmm.
that have happened at airports and during air shows and things, but this is the first one in a while that we've seen, you know, from 50 different angles because of people's Ring cameras and
everybody's got a camera.
And every other kind of camera that's I've seen every which way. And they figured out that the engine fell off the plane and the fire came from the detachment of the hydraulic lines and all those things. And it caught fire and boom, there you go.
Yeah.
But
scary.
It's, you know, it's scary. And these planes are old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that one's from 1991, and that thing has been ridden hard.
Poor.
I'm sure it's been reconstructed.
Several
heavy
times.
Maintenance on it, you know, a number of times. We know that plane spent the month of September and October in San Antonio at a heavy maintenance facility.
Mm.
And then, you know, it runs every day, all day, going somewhere.
Full, loaded with stuff.
Loaded with a lot of it. And, in fact, UPS is the principal air component of the U.S. Postal Service.
I did not know that.
Huh. So a lot of things that were destroyed on that plane were postage, post office stuff going to Hawaii. Because that's where the plane was going. So people are finding mail burned up, you know, with just the address saying Hilo, Hawaii, and stuff like that. Because the thing just blew stuff all in the air.
All the crew members passed on that, Jimmy?
Well, a lot of, yes. Okay. And then, but more of the deaths have been people burned on the ground.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even know.
You know, because that jet fuel went all over an area that it was at least a couple of hundred yards.
And it was full.
And it went over places where there was an auto parts place and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there are people still missing. Wow. 16 people are missing right now.
That's wild.
And they're trying to find them. But the fire was so hot and complete, you know, that I think it ate up most of the plane. Yeah. I don't think there was much left. Although I think they did get the black box.
It was just on takeoff, right? Just after takeoff?
It was right at, you know, it was on fire as it was going down the runway.
And
then it lifted off just maybe 20 or 30 feet, and then it listed to the left. Terrible. You know, the air traffic system, you know, I mean, people worried about that every day.
Yeah, another.
And people, there's just a lot of craziness. Here's a picture here. I can't believe this picture. A man groping the female president of Mexico amid rising political violence. It's not just us that are cuckoo. I mean, there's cuckoo people all over the place.
Thank goodness. I thought it was just us. I mean, I'm so glad.
It's a relief.
It is a relief.
There's a lot of craziness going on in the world.
Well, Jimmy, what do
we do? Even this one. Michigan Lake fish shrinking. Scientists left baffled.
Huh. Maybe it's
cold.
I don't
know why the fishes
Maybe
are shrinking.
Is the water cold? Because that'll cause shrinkage, Jimmy. You know,
it's a largemouth bass swimming in a Michigan inland lake. And they get smaller and smaller, especially the youngest and the oldest. So they don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
People don't know a lot. That's what I guess we can leave things with.
People don't
know. We don't know everything that's going on, and nor do we want to.
No, and I don't even know if I should say this, but thank God for AI, because it'll know everything.
It does know everything so far. I mean, it's really been helpful to me, but I guess when you crank it up, it's going to get rid of, I don't know, it's going to make people's work quicker in certain areas, but I guess it's going to, I don't think we know all it can do.
I don't think we do either. And at least we got each other, Jimmy. Come on. I mean, really.
Yes.
There's some good people left. You know that. And so we got each other. It's not all bad. But there's a lot of doom and gloom, that's for sure.
Well, I know what was good is that it's an escape thing. I loved the World Series this year. I watched Game 6 and 7. It was the 18-inning game and all that.
Hold on a second.
So into the Dodgers and learning the names of all the players on the team.
Listen.
And I hadn't done that since I was a kid.
I do not like the Dodgers. I know that's not popular. A lot of people listening are going.
No, a lot of people don't.
It's
I love
my
them.
Least
Ted
favorite
like
team.
Them.
But I did not want Canada to win.
Yeah.
So I came back to the Dodgers. There shouldn't have even been a Game 7. Toronto should have won in Game 6. And the Dodgers came back, and then last night, I mean, what a game.
It was exciting, and I got so into it, I watched the next day on Monday, I watched the parade that went through town in Los Angeles, and they had 50-something thousand people. It was totally sold out at Dodger Stadium.
That's crazy.
On a Monday with no game. I mean, they were just there to celebrate, and so that town got a boost of energy from that.
And think of this. About 3 weeks ago, we had a show on what's happened to baseball. Do you remember that? We talked
about it. Yeah, we did. And I think baseball does have some problems. But, boy, that World Series did a lot for baseball.
I would agree. It was one of the best series
I've
ever seen.
At one point, it was up to 30 million people watching.
That's crazy.
And it went settled out at 26 million. Yeah. But that's a lot these days.
I think that's about what we got listening to this podcast. About 40 million, maybe 50.
Something
million,
like maybe
50
that.
People. I don't know for sure.
Well,
by the way, help us out. If you have a friend out there that hasn't listened to this podcast, have them tune in. Check it out. It's pretty good, don't you think, Jimmy?
I think it's fine.
Until next
Wonderful.
Week. When we do this all again, want to thank you for listening. And I want to point this out. I want to thank our sponsors. We have sponsors now. So thank you, whoever you are.